Hi, I'm Haley Roland, a program manager on the Microsoft Project Honolulu team. In this video, I'll show you how to deploy Honolulu Technical Preview and get straight to managing the servers in your environment. To demonstrate how quick and easy deployment is, I'll time how long it takes me to set up Honolulu. First, I'll go to aka.ms/honolulu-download to download the Honolulu Technical Preview. After filling in a few details, I'll have access to download the MSI. Let's look a little closer at this MSI. It's a super lightweight 31 megabytes. Honolulu can be installed on Windows 10 or Windows Server 2016. There is no agent that needs to be installed on the target servers. They're managed via Remote PowerShell and WMI over WinRM. To manage 2012 and 2012 R2 servers, WMF 5.1 is required. Once installation completes, I can launch Honolulu in my default web browser. First, I'll see a start guide to give me a look at how to navigate through Honolulu, but I'll get straight to the Connection Center, where I'll see a list of my servers and clusters once I add them to manage through Honolulu. I'll go ahead and add a couple of servers by selecting Add. I can add servers, failover clusters, or hyperconverged clusters. I'll first add a single server. I simply type in the name of the server and see that Honolulu automatically validates the server name. Now I'll see that the server is populated in the home page, ready to be managed. Now I'll add a cluster. Honolulu gives me the option to automatically add all the servers in the cluster so that I can manage the nodes as well as the cluster itself. If I want to import multiple servers at the same time, I can import a list of server names in a simple text file. With all of my servers added to Honolulu, I'm ready to start my management tasks. Let's go back to the stopwatch and see how long the entire process took me. Only 3 minutes and 2 seconds. That was Honolulu deployment from start to finish in just 3 minutes. Thanks for watching.